So you're racking up some big-time frequent flyer miles.
Yes.
Yeah, you
yes,
are.
Yes. Which is a good thing and a bad thing. You know, if you're flying that much, you know, you're away from home. But I have been. I'm almost platinum. It's about there.
Platinum.
I know.
My goodness.
Flying all that much.
So how many days this year were you able to get home to Raleigh?
You know, this year I like being on the road about 130 to 150 days a year. That's prime for me. We're going to be on the road over 200 days this year total. So we will have been working it pretty hard. But I get back, you know, as much as I can. I'm actually leaving here early to go back home for a day before
that's
we.
Really
cause, yeah, I know. Which is, you know, I don't give my days home, so when I have chances, I like to get back. So leaving tomorrow, unfortunately, now that I'm here, I might rethink that. But so I get back when I can.
Another one of our listeners tweeted, are there still plans to release a tour DVD?
You know, we're thinking about it. I don't think people are getting those as much as they used to back in the day, but we have thought about it. We were going to do it at the very beginning of this year, but it didn't work out. But, you know, hopefully one day. And maybe, you know, next year we got some pretty big tour plans lined up that I have to wait for the other artists to announce. But,
oh, good.
Yeah, it'll be pretty cool. Hopefully we come to the creek, but
yeah.
we'll see.
So you're going to do start a headlining tour. That's going to be great.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, the fans have been awesome to me. They've been you know, no complaints on my end. They've stuck by my side from the very beginning. So it's been a good ride, and we're going to go out there and do our own shows for a little bit and have a good time with it. Miss Danielle Bradbury will be out with us. So.
Yep. Crown Coliseum in Fayetteville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be sick. So
we're going to, on your birthday, your 21st birthday, all day long, every 94 minutes, we're going to give away tickets to
Perfect.
The show, which will be good to celebrate your birthday. QDR listener Becky tweeted, what did you name your boat?
I haven't decided yet. That's Uh-oh. a big deal. I was talking to the boys, talking to the family, and you know, you can't just name it anything. It's got to be something cool. So we're in the midst of thinking about
Should
it.
Should we put that out and let people give you some suggestions?
Please,
yeah,
please.
Right.
I need help. I need
all
help.
Right, so tweet, tell us what you think Scotty should name his new boat. Which one of the lakes do you like to head to the most?
I get up to Lake Gaston a good amount, up north, and QDR is up there. You know,
oh, yeah.
It is. You know, I can listen to it all the way up there. So it's good.
So did we celebrate your 18th birthday at the creek with a big concert?
We did.
I really remember
we
that.
Did. Yeah. And God, it seems like yesterday.
It does.
But, yeah.
How are you going to top that with your 21st? What are you going to do?
I think I'm just heading to the beach, and hopefully it stays warm all the way you know, through early October. We're going to head to the beach, and then we're going to hit the Pinehurst and go play a little golf, you know, where they did the U.S. Open. So it'll be pretty fun.
October is the best month for North Carolina beaches, by the way. No crowds, beautiful days, the water's still warm.
Prime time.
Good
prime
for you.
Time.
QDR's Alyssa tweeted, who would your dream duet partner be?
Dream duet partner? You know, I'm 20 years old, but I'm kind of an old soul, so I would love somebody like a Loretta or a Dolly to kind of go on with me. And you know, I had Miss Allison Krauss come on for a background on Carolina Moon and the record, and that's probably my favorite song I've done to date. So something like that, where it kind of brings it back a little bit to the old school, is I would love that.
Any advice to teens who want to follow in your footsteps?
You know, just give it a shot. I think the number one thing I see when I talk to teens like that is they're afraid to go put it out there. And that was me. I remember the first thing I ever did was Clayton Idol, which, you know, I heard Marty was just talking about
yeah.
the other day.
Yeah, and writer hosted this year.
Yeah.
Very cute.
That's cool. And but I remember when I did it, I was so scared I didn't even want to sign the sign-up sheet, and my parents had to forge my name because I didn't even want to do it. I was so scared. But they got me on it, and I guess I sucked it up and went and did it, and it worked out well. So just go out there, you know. Have the guts to go out there and try it out, because you never know who's listening and where it could take you.
Are you still feeling it?
Oh, we're still feeling it. We are still, hey, in Punta Cana, we are definitely still feeling it.
Mm-hmm. What's been your favorite thing to do here so far in your 24-hour blitz?
You know, I love just kind of, the views here are incredible, so I haven't had time to really get out and play golf or go do anything crazy yet, but just kind of sitting on the porch right now and looking over the beach and the white sand beaches, it's pretty incredible out here. So we're having a good time. Me and the band are definitely enjoying ourselves.
Get yourself a base tan so you can head out on your new unnamed boat.
Exactly. I need to. I don't need to get out there too much, though, or else old Scotty will start the peeling process, which is never good. Never good.
I just never heard you're like part island man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, I've been down here. My grandma's from Puerto Rico, and we've done the DR thing a couple years ago with you know, Operation Christmas Child. So we get down here, you know, a decent amount. I love it.